This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil to come to Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You all are so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're just people.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity, right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, another topic this hour that's going to just, people are going to love to rail on. This is one of those topics that, you know, they pull at your heartstrings, they tell you how wrong you are and how bad you are and the garbage that you're filling up people with, and it's just craziness. Vaccinations. We're gonna get deep into vaccinations for your kids. Should you be vaccinating your kids? You know, what should you do? If you want to protect your children and you believe in vaccinations, what are you willing to do to protect them? What are you willing to do to make sure that you're doing the right thing? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there to get involved. Now, I'll have, after the first break, Dale Bigtree's going to join me. He was, notice I said was, an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vaxxed, which exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower Dr. William Thompson. Now, Dell's focusing his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents across the country who are demanding safer vaccines so that no child has been an accepted casualty of our vaccine, I mean, the national vaccine program. And some of the things he'll let you know about. His movie's starting to take on. He's got Robert Kennedy on his side. He's got many other, senators and congresspeople on his side with this. But you got to get, you can't let them pull at your heartstrings. You got to have facts. Don't look at your child. You know, I'm looking at some of the information, depending on who puts it out and where. You know, they are vaccine killing our kids. It's called a bot movie. They try to make it look like that, you know, people speaking out against vaccines don't like your kids. They don't like the pharmaceutical companies. They don't want them making all kinds of money. There was a group, there was a website, and they called themselves, you know, it was an African-American website. And they said, well, the reason that people are trying to stop vaccinations from happening, you know, government paid for, backed whatever vaccinations, was because we hated black people. Because apparently, vaccinations only protect black people. You see how crazy and stupid this gets after a while? And we got to start calling this stuff out for what is you. Look at, I don't believe everything the doctor says just because the doctor says it. Or the pharmacist, or. How many people have been killed because somebody's mixed up medicine, the doctor really didn't hear what you said, or he misdiagnosed you? How often do you hear that one? Right? And some of these vaccines are causing the actual problem that they're supposed to be vaccinated against. So I'm going to leave it for him because he can speak to it. I just go around in circles. I want to get back to a story I started and didn't finish. That was a story about Iceland. We have a country that has decided that the Down syndrome kids are not... let me rephrase this. You have a country that's decided that the way to eliminate Down syndrome, because kids or humans, young people with Down syndrome are a problem. They're a pox on society, So it's really simple. They'll just kill them. Yeah, go ahead. Let that sink in. And I was joking about it before, in a serious way, saying, well, look, Iceland now has become the first country, and CBS News actually congratulated them for doing this. And so you've got Iceland now. So should we boycott trips to Iceland? Don't you think we ought to do that? I mean, don't we believe in humanity of all? Protecting all children? Are they not children? Because I'll tell you what, in this country, anytime you even mention, think, or insinuate that you're going to take something away from a young child, you're going to hurt a young child, changes everything, doesn't it? And CBS tweet says that Iceland is on pace to virtually eliminate Down syndrome through abortion. How's that? You mean eliminate humans with defects is what she means. One of the doctors, I can't even pronounce her name, I'm sorry. She was asked, in America, I think some people would be confused about people calling this our child, saying a prayer, saying goodbye, or having a priest come in, because to them, abortion is murder. Actually, to a lot of us, abortion is murder. The one woman says, the doctor says, we don't look at abortion as murder. We look at it as a... You ready for this? You ready for this now? If you're driving, pay attention. We look at it as a thing that we ended. These people are serious. When I squish the bug, that's a thing we ended. You know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. A thing we ended? She goes on to say, we ended a possible life. A possible life. It's alive. What do you mean a possible life? We ended a possible life that may have had a huge complication preventing suffering for the child and for the family. Man, have you ever seen somebody's Down syndrome kids? You ever seen the families that they're in? How it changes the family? How often do you see a Down syndrome kid when he or she is with their loving family? How many of them are miserable? How many of them look unloved, uncared for? But they're saying they want to prevent the child and the family from suffering. You know what? I don't know how cold it can be. We're going to be started. Because I won't have time to finish it. For them, it's a very black and white thing, they said. This is the only way to allow families not to suffer, and for children not to have to suffer their whole life. Maybe they should sit down with some adult Down syndrome people, humans, and find out how they would feel about it. I'm Joe Mastini, your host. You listen to The Real Side of GCN Life. We'll be back in a few minutes. Bill Bigsby joins me on vaccine. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mastina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mastina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. 1-800-246. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
You don't follow the herd. You blaze your own trail. And you're as adventurous in the kitchen as you are in life. Whether it's paddleboard yoga or Peruvian steak, you're the first to try new things. So are we. We're Green Chef, the first USDA-certified organic meal kit delivery service. We offer delicious meal plans for 7 different lifestyles. Paleo, gluten-free, keto, vegetarian, vegan, carnivore, and omnivore. Want to be the first of your friends to try Green Chef? Discover our exclusive introductory deal by texting the keyword FUN66 to 543-543. We believe that cooking, just like life, should be all about experience and flavor. And by exploring dinner options with Green Chef, you'll try new recipes, techniques, and ingredients for bold, new restaurant-level flavors. It's like enjoying a new cooking class, but in your own home. To experience this culinary adventure, text now and discover our exclusive introductory deal. Text FUN66 to 543-543. That's FUN66 to 543-543.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
We are back. This is the real side of GCN.com. GCNLive.com. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let me get right to the guest, because I don't want to waste his time. I think you guys are going to love him. You've loved him before when I've had him on. Let's just get informed, okay? Get your notepad out, seriously. And wouldn't that be lovely? I mean, if it actually worked, wouldn't that even be better? It's just amazing. Well, Del Bigtree is going to join me as soon as the system decides to work properly. And we're going to talk about vax, you know, vax or anti-vax. I know a lot of you go crazy with this. You start talking about how all the other kids get sick. Always boggled my mind that we haven't figured out yet that... Let me see if this works. With all this conversation around vaccination, non-vaccination, wouldn't you believe, or wouldn't you want to believe, that the doctors have your best interest in mind when it comes to your children, and even your own health, for that matter,
And all these pharmaceutical companies that we keep talking about, they're out there for the greater good, aren't they? Because they're definitely not out there for the bottom line, right? They're just out there for the greater good. But, I only get bits and pieces of this doing what I do every day. I don't focus on any one issue, obviously. And I bring people that work around this on a daily basis, that know more about this than I do. And for that fact, many of you and many of you on Facebook who think you're a Facebook pharmacist or what have you, you really need to get the information. You really need to be honest with yourself and be willing to get both sides of the story so you understand really what's going on. So I have Del Bigtree on the line with me. He was an Emmy Award-winning producer on a daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vaxxed. And Vaxxed exposed the story of the CDC whistleblower, Dr. William Thompson. Now Del is focusing all his efforts on guiding an ever-growing movement of parents. And Del, first of all, thanks for being with me today. I appreciate your time.
I really appreciate you having me, Joe. It's a pleasure to be here.
And this is a triple aisle issue. I always say it's right side, left side, and anybody in the middle. I'm on a school board. I can't tell you how many parents are hitting me up saying, "What can you do about this? What can we do about this? Can the school?" And I'm going, "Wait a minute. This is at your state legislative level. This is where the guys with getting the big bucks are having to deal with this. And parents at every level are concerned with this. This isn't a right-wing conspiracy wackoid idea, right? What got you into this?"
Well, what got me into this was science. I mean, I was a producer on a medical talk show. I spent 6 years celebrating the best that medicine has to offer. Greatest surgeons, greatest new techniques, lasers, you name it. We got to cover it on The Doctors. And then I came across the story of Dr. William Thompson. We have a whistleblower at the Centers for Disease Control, which is arguably the most important health agency in the world, saying we're committing scientific fraud in here, and that we know that certainly the MMR vaccine, we believe five scientists sat in a study, saw that it was causing autism, and we hid that from the public. I mean, that's what Vaxxed is about. It's now a worldwide phenomenon as a film, but that scared me to death, because when you believe in medicine, and you believe in doctors, and you work on a show that's celebrating medicine the way we were, and then you find out, I think one of the biggest foundational principles of medicine is that vaccines are safe and effective. And when you find out that the most important group, the most important government agency that has been putting out that idea is lying, then you have a major problem. And that began my journey. I made that movie. I'm excited about how well it's done, but I have continued to research. That was one vaccine, one study. Now, wow. I've spent 2 years investigating nothing but the vaccine program, nothing but the scientific studies. When they tell us that, this has been extensively tested, vaccines don't cause autism, vaccines aren't causing autoimmune issues, I can tell you now, without a shadow of a doubt, as someone that has simply just done my research and actually opened up the studies they're pointing to, they are lying. They are lying. I'm not saying that doctors are lying. Doctors are simply repeating a lie and not doing their own research. They've been lied to like everybody else, and we all have been a part of what is going to be one of the greatest cover-ups. This is like the Salem witch trials. Here in California, they're going after doctors writing medical exemptions. We will look back at this like the witch trials. This is insanity. This is a takeover of an industry of our government. The pharmaceutical industry has made advertising points that our media has sold us to make us terrified of infectious disease, while we are creating one of the biggest autoimmune and neurological disease crises of our times. I know that when we finally get real science happening, you are going to see that vaccines have created more health problems than they ever fixed.
Wow. I'll tell you where you caught me. You did an interview here with me about 6 months ago, and I'll tell you where you caught me. You got me when you were talking about the kids' vaccines and, how they give a boatload at a time, maybe 3, 4, 5, 6 every time the child goes in there for the first year of life. And you said, do you realize that the child has no real immune system for 3 years? And I'm thinking, okay, whoa, wait a minute. I'm not a doctor. I have no degree in anything, that has to do with medicine. But that, to me, is kind of common sense. You're shoving things in this young baby's body, and it has no way to fight it off. And you really hit home with that. Explain that to people.
Well, I mean, it's a little bit. It's more specifically the first year of life.
Right.
A baby really has no memory immune system. Their bodies don't remember the event of creating immunity. So when you're vaccinating that whole first year of life, in fact, top heads of our health departments have been asked over the years, why do we give a Hep B vaccine? Why are we vaccinating the first year of life when we know that a baby's body can't create the immunity needed? It's not going to happen until two, and really three. Three is when you have a 3 years old is when you have a fully established immune system. And the response usually from top scientists is, we're training the parents to show up for vaccines. That's why we're vaccinating early that first year of life, because it doesn't work. And what, you know, and then you look at the dangers of the vaccine in children that small, and you can really, you know, lose your mind over this stuff. But what I want to say is, it doesn't take a genius. I think everybody that walks into a doctor's office, at least most people that are, you know, breathing and really have blood pumping through their veins, something feels wrong about vaccinating this day one old baby, you know, with a hepatitis B vaccine. To go in at 2 months and give 6 or 7 vaccines at one time, to go in at 4 months and do the same thing again, 6 or 7 vaccines, to go in at 6 months. Why? I mean, think about what I want to say is, can you imagine a greater product? If you're going to be an entrepreneur and you want to come up with a product, how about this for an advertising plan? I think they all sat around a room and says, how do we sell more vaccines? Well, let's do this. Let's tell everybody the only way our product works is if every single person alive uses it. Otherwise, it's useless. Otherwise, 1%, 2% don't use it, it doesn't work. So, okay, great. So we can get the government involved and we can force everybody on the planet to use our product, which, by the way...
There you go. Let's get everybody, let's get the government involved. You know how that works out. I'm Joe Mastin, your host. We'll be back in a minute. You've got to come back. We're talking about vaccination. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mastina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
I don't know. No comment.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me get back to my guests. This stuff is way too important to not get right back to you with it.
All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show The Doctors before producing the groundbreaking documentary Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is because I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time on the intro. He's got so much information and we have so little time. Now, Del, you were talking about how what a great marketing/Ponzi scheme the pharmaceutical companies have because they get the government in bed with them, they get our legislators in bed with them, and this stuff is forced on us. And these are dangerous drugs that are forced on us, right?
Yes. I mean, look, every other drug, I mean, we have arguments about should we fast track a cancer drug or an AIDS drug onto the market because people are dying. And so we want to sort of lighten up on the regulations around that. Well, there are no regulations around vaccines. They are fast tracked onto the market like we would dream an AIDS drug would be. But think about this. This is a product that's injected into perfectly healthy children. There's no crisis. They're not sick and dying of a deadly disease no one has a cure from. They are totally healthy. And so of all the products you would ever fast track on the market, why would it be the one being injected into already perfectly healthy children? That makes no sense. And when you say it's dangerous, you're damn right it's dangerous. And you don't have to take my word for it. Every time someone repeats, oh, vaccines are safe and effective, I say this. We have a VAERS reporting system. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. Every doctor is supposed to report when a child has a seizure after a vaccine or develops a neurological disorder or loses the ability to walk or talk. Well, that system was put in place because we took liability away from the pharmaceutical industry. This is really the only product in America that you cannot sue the company that made it when it destroys your life. You can't sue them, so they're protected by this 1986 Vaccine Injury Compensation Act. Now, Our government saw how problematic that would be. I mean, lawsuits is one of the only things that keeps a natural pressure on an industry to make a better product. If you take away that liability and you cannot sue them, then what makes them do the appropriate safety studies? What makes them do the right research? What makes them take a product that's already out there and make it better? Seatbelts get better and better. Car seats get better and better. Cars get safer and safer. The only thing not evolving in this nation and in the world are vaccines. It's still 100-year-old technology because who cares if it kills you or injures you? You can't sue us. Well, this VAERS reporting system, the government said, it's going to be really problematic, you know, to take away liability. We better have a way to monitor if a vaccine has gotten on the market that maybe is dangerous. Well, this vaccine reporting system in 2016 alone had 59,000 reports of injury on it by doctors that said my patient was injured after a vaccine. 59,000 reports. Now, you want to really get scared. Health and Human Services, which is the mothership of all of our health departments, under HHS is what we call it, is CDC, FDA, National Institute of Health. They're all under HHS. And HHS did a study years ago, and what they came forward and said that we believe the VAERS reporting system is only capturing 1% of the total injuries because doctors are not using it. No one's using this passive reporting system. They don't get in trouble if they don't report the injury. And why would a doctor be incentivized to report injuries? Because it's going to look bad on his office or her office. It's going to look bad on vaccines. It's going to make it hard for them to say to people, vaccines have this great track record. So they just don't report the injuries. So think about this. So we've gone from, I think it's actually 56,000 reported injuries in 2016. If what our own health departments are saying is true, that that's only 1%, that means there's 5.6 million injuries last year. 5.6 million people were injured by vaccines. And yet they want us to worry about the potential that some, you know, leukemia patient or cancer patient could catch a disease from an unvaccinated kid. There's no report of that happening. You've never seen that news story. It's a hypothetical problem. But we don't care about the 5.9 million people who were killed or injured last year by the vaccines themselves. We don't care. That's an accepted casualty. We don't even want to talk about that. Well, that's all I am here to talk about. I'm here to talk about one of the most dangerous products on the market, and unfortunately, it's a product we've been told is there for our health.
Wow, I'm still looking at those numbers, and I'm trying to figure out how this information. I mean, do you know how much? Well, you do know the amount of money that must be going through the hands of these, you know, pharmaceutical companies, and with the legislators and what have you. It's got to be staggering for them to be able to keep it this quiet, for them to be able to keep it from getting out the way it should be out there, right? I mean, you deal with legislators all the time on this.
It's the number one lobby in America. When we talk about a corrupted political system and the money in our politics and how the voters' votes don't count anymore, it's simply the money paying for these senators and congressmen and presidents to be elected. Well, think about the most money they are getting is from the pharmaceutical industry. It used to be oil and gas or energy. Energy is being outspent 2-1 by the pharmaceutical industry. And I assure you, it's not to sell you more OxyContin. It's to sell you the future of the vaccine program. There are 270 vaccines in the pipeline you haven't heard of yet. They're trying to pass laws that make sure that you have to take them because, as I pointed out, vaccines only work if everybody is on them. Okay, so they have this brilliant marketing strategy, and there are over 2,500 vaccine trials that have gone on over the last 5 years. This is the future of this industry. Every American is going to be lined up at least once a year and injected with unknown toxic chemicals and products that are forced on us by the government that is supposed to be protecting us. And who's deciding it? Why are they passing those laws? The people that are paying for them to be elected. It should not be more dangerous.
I just, you know, with my mother-in-law living with us and my wife looking up these flu shots and what have you, and we found out the amount of mercury in these flu shots when they're giving them to senior citizens. Yeah, you're exactly right. It's unbelievable. We're told to keep mercury away from our kids. We're told to keep it off your skin. Don't let it get into your system. And here we are actually injecting it into the bodies of the seniors. And go, you know, somebody's lying to someone. This isn't ignorance. You're not going to get me to buy this as ignorance. It's flat out somebody's lying to us because there's so much money involved in all of this. You know, you brought up the SB2 shot, SB2 bill here in California, and you said it something along the lines of what 300% waivers have gone up by 300% medical waivers.
Right.
Right. So
yes.
I'm kind of confused by that. If this stuff is so good, so great, and is not dangerous, why would doctors give these waivers?
Yeah, I mean, look, SB 277 was the law passed in California. We're 1 year into this forced vaccination program. Children are being denied an education that they've been paid for with taxpayer money simply because they are not vaccinated. And, you know, with all the hate speech and all the fear of hate speech in this country, I say if you catch yourself saying things like get your damn kids vaccinated or your kids are putting my kids at risk, you ought to look up some of the language Hitler used about the Jews. Dangerous, dirty kids putting us all at risk. This is an advertising campaign that's been around for centuries, and you're an idiot if you're buying into it. What happened? There have always been a tiny percentage of people that live differently, that have a different opinion than others do about pharmaceutical products. There is this tiny percentage of people that have always decided to eat organic food, drink clear water, and raise their kids totally free of medical intervention as far as toxic chemicals are we're talking about. Yeah. And now, all of a sudden, those people are dangerous? Now what happened? Was it suddenly some like crisis? Did polio just sweep the nation? Were kids dying? No. None of that was happening. You had 150 people get measles at the Disneyland. And the worst outbreak ever was 644 people, I think, the year before in the United States, which actually the World Health Organization says in both of those instances are totally acceptable rates of natural measles inside of a fully vaccinated in a community. They still say they've eliminated measles from America, and don't worry about those numbers. Don't worry about them except when we want to scare you and take away your rights and make you pass laws that destroy your rights.
I know. It's such a game. Hey, listen, let's go for a quick break and then we come back.
Yeah.
I want to hit more on this, though. You have Robert Kennedy on your side, and I want to talk about that when we come back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a couple minutes. Heat up the coffee. Come on back. You got to hear this.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Senior House. Let's finish up the segment here, but I have a comment from one of you in the chat room. If you believe that the government is totally honest with us when it comes to Big Pharma, when you look at the biggest lobbying power in D.C. is Big Pharma, and you can actually look at yourself and say, the government's never lied to us, they've never led us astray, why would money influence them? Because if you're going to say money doesn't influence them, you have to say that everywhere. And I got some swampland in Florida I want to tell you. If you really believe that there's absolutely no issues here, that in and of itself is scary. You're saying that Big Pharma and government are perfect. Good luck with that. All right, I'm back. I want to jump right back into it again because I know he's wound up and ready to go. Del Bigtree was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors, before producing the groundbreaking documentary, Vax. You need to Google him. You need to look him up and find out what his history is, because I don't want to... I don't want to waste a whole bunch of time in the intro. He's got so much information, and we have so little time. Del Bigtree is joining me, and he was an Emmy Award-winning producer on the daytime talk show, The Doctors. We got to interact a lot with people who actually had a clue instead of some of my Facebook doctors, my Facebook pharmacists that are out there and who love to tell me. You know, Del, I could go through this whole thing, but last time I had you on the show, you can only imagine the emails and the things that people were saying to me. And, you know, I don't have the information you have. I haven't dealt with these people like you have. My simple question was always the same thing. If these vaccinations work, if they actually work the way the doctors and the pharmacists and the pharmaceutical companies say they work, why is it that, you know, my kid in a class of 30 who isn't vaccinated can you know, reap the plague on everybody? It's never made any sense to me. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, well, I mean, and that, look, that was an argument that lasted for really, like I said, a century. People said, look, if your vaccines work, don't worry about my child. But they finally came up with this concept of herd immunity. It's a manufactured concept from the ad departments of Merck and Sanofi Aventis, herd immunity. I will destroy herd immunity right here and now. Every idiot that screams herd immunity and that we've got to, you know, we've got to vaccinate every single child to protect that immunosuppressed child or keep the spread of disease down, well, you already have over 90%, usually 95% of children are all vaccinated. The CDC says that you have to have 95% vaccine uptake and immunity in order to create this herd immunity. But every idiot using that term as an adult, they aren't vaccinated. This is the point I make over and over again. It doesn't say that we need 95% of the schools to be vaccinated in order to achieve herd immunity. It's 95% of everybody, and everybody riding their cars listening to you right now, everybody sitting at home in front of their computers, I want you to be honest with yourself and say, you know what? I haven't had a booster since I got out of high school. I'm 30. I'm 40. I'm 50. I am doing just fine. And how many Americans like me are there? I'll tell you how many. About half of America is currently unvaccinated. We aren't anywhere. We're not at 93% or 92% and trying to get to 95%. We're at like 55% vaccination rate. And the entire media is focused on our babies being vaccinated, but they don't care about the adults. That's the future agenda. This is all a part of how we're going to rob you of your freedom. First, we're going to get you to vaccinate every single infant alive and tell you that's herd immunity. And then you'll find out, oh, my God, look, it, there's an adult schedule now on the CDC's website. And the pharmaceutical industry now wants to start vaccinating adults with the same products they've been giving kids every couple of years. Don't take my word for it. Look it up on the CDC website. Adult vaccination schedule coming to a theater near you. Wake up, America. We are being lined up by a government that is injecting us. Just think about that. If I told you 10 years ago that I want to move to a nation that force injects unknown products into its citizens at least once a year, would you say, boy, that's a country I got a race to live in? No, you wouldn't. And if you've ever done any reading of history, you never, ever, ever give your government that kind of power to literally violate your body and inject things into your bloodstream that you have no control over. That is a science fiction movie from hell, and I'm trying to reach my hand out and backslap you if you do not see that.
Now, Del, let's get something straight here, because I know what people are thinking. You're not one of my, you know, right-wing, hardcore Tea Party, you know, wackoids that I have on the show, right?
I am a progressive liberal who grew up in Boulder, Colorado. I have fought for environment, and I work directly all the time with Bobby Kennedy. Same thing, one of the great environmentalists of our time, a man who has simply been trying to get mercury, this toxic chemical that pollution is destroying our fish. A pregnant woman cannot eat a fish. Every time I've had an argument with one of my, you know, far-right friends that are like, you know, regulations, restrictions, we shouldn't have those. Really? Because you were able to eat a damn fish when you were a kid. And now my kids can't. Something's got to change. I believe in regulations. I believe we've got to stop industries from poisoning our food, poisoning our water. But this is the same issue. I am blown away that somehow this is a far-right issue. Now, all of a sudden, I'm speaking at, like, ultra-right conventions, and they're cheering with what I have to say. And I'm thinking, I've never been with you people. I believe in global warming. I believe that we are polluting our air. I think our kids have asthma. They are sick. because we have let petrochemical companies take over every aspect of our life, and it's no different. Vaccines are petrochemicals. Mercury, aluminum, formaldehyde, these are things that we ban from every product except vaccines. We are injecting this literally into your bodies. And thank God someone as brilliant as Bobby Kennedy, I was just with him for 3 days last week shooting a video. We have a tool that we're going to show people how to use. It's a PowerPoint that lays out all of the facts of actual vaccine science. It is terrifying, and that will be coming out from World Mercury Project and Bobby Kennedy's group probably in the next couple of weeks. I'm actually working, my team's editing it. So I am working with Bobby. Any environmentalist that think, you know, that has somehow suddenly written Bobby Kennedy off as though he just lost his mind because he wants mercury out of, as you said, the flu shot. And by the way, he's broadened that now. Mercury got him in. Now he's looking at aluminum, which we all are. The right. Aluminum rates are through the roof. Studies across the world showing neurological disorders because of it, autoimmune disorders. This stuff, I mean, at the very least, it needs to be made safer. And what I can tell you, no safety testing or studying has ever gone on these products and never will. And we have heard that essentially Bobby and I have sat from some of the top heads of our health departments, and they stared us in the face and essentially said, we will never do any pre-licensing safety testing of our products, and we will never do a post-licensing surveillance study.
Wow.
We just simply were asking, we want a vaxxed versus unvaxxed study. You have databases of 10 million people on it. Please run the unvaccinated children. Are they as sick as the vaccinated children who, by the way, now suffer from autoimmune and neurological disorders? One in two kids. One in two kids in America now has a neurological or autoimmune disorder. One in six to seven is suffering a speech delay because of a neurological disorder. That is not the United States of America I grew up in. That is not my friends. That wasn't the elementary school I was in. Something has gone drastically, drastically wrong.
I'm always amazed. Again, I'm not the smartest guy in the room, but you look at some of the stuff, you look at what's going on, you say, you got to tie that back to X. This doesn't take a college degree to figure this out in some cases, you know? And Bobby, you know, to Bobby Kennedy's credit, his own people are disowning him, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
legislators around him, lifelong Democrats, are going, you know what? He's whacked. Stay away from him.
I mean, look, the Kennedys are, I mean, being around him, his family, I mean, they're literally, they're sort of the closest thing we have to a royal family in this country. I guess the Bushes you can consider in there, maybe the Clintons, and there's a few like that now. But he's born into a brand. He's born into a title. He's putting all of that at risk.
Yep.
He's putting a legacy at risk. Do you think he does that lightly? Do you think if he could get away from this topic, and I say the same thing, someone show me something I'm missing. I want out. I want out of discussing vaccines. I want to get back to my film and television career. I can't, because this is such a critical issue. We are putting our careers on the line because of what we have seen. And this video that Bob is going to be putting out, you will see why we are so passionate, and you will see the truth. What we are speaking is the truth. It's not my opinion. It is all backed up by the scientific data, or lack of scientific data.
But you know, Dell, I got to tell you, these guys are experts at this. When you watch these, when they come after the anti-vaxxers, if you would, you know, they come after guys like you, and, you know, I guess the African-American community feels like this is a big affront on them. We don't want these vaccinations because it hurts them the most. And then you see the attacks on moms. Why would you do this to your child? Don't you love your child? Don't you want your child to have every chance to succeed in life? Why wouldn't you give him these vaccinations? I'm going, oh, my God. This isn't a science advertisement. This is a pull at the heartstrings advertisement. They're not stupid people.
No, they're not. And that's why Vax, I think, has been so problematic, because I worked for Pfizer. When I worked for the doctors, we had to write infomercials. We wrote flu scares. I learned how they think. I learned how they wrote their propaganda. And then I said, you know what? When I got together with Andy Wakefield and we made Vax, I said, here's the tools they use. Let's go ahead and show them what it looks like when it comes back the other direction. And that's why Vax has been such a major success. But this issue, you know, luckily people are waking up. We are winning every day, thousands and thousands of people are coming over to the truth. They're doing their research. They're actually looking online. All I say to people is just look for the study. When they say there are studies that prove that autism is not caused by vaccines or that vaccines are safe and effective, ask to look at those studies. And we're going to show you where to look. And that's what I do on my show. If you go to @DelBaker, you can follow me on Facebook. You can see that I have a talk show I'm doing once a week and interviewing scientists and doctors. People have got to wake up. This is the end. To me, this is the end of the country.
Now, you
got
to take a look. Take a look at this movie. Let's find out more about it. You got to be informed, as I say, with everything. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Plan on GCN Live. We'll be back. We'll be back in a little bit. Just heat up the coffee and come on back.